Thank you. I'm from Lancaster, resident there. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and members of the committee. Appreciate the time to speak. I will excerpt these considerably because they go into what we believed was the substance of the bill. But this will reiterate some of what Mr. Long said. Like the rest of New Hampshire, Coos County uses imports 78% of its heating oil at a cost, estimated cost, of about $30 million. These are dollars that are spent elsewhere, have real no direct benefit on our economy, and we really see this line as being kind of a similar situation. What we've done is exchanged foreign oil and domestic oil in the hands of the likes of ExxonMobil and British Petroleum for an energy source controlled by a foreign government, Quebec. This is not a corporation. This is a crown operation by the province of Quebec. We also pay the sixth highest power cost in the country in Coos County. While we're all for renewable resources, we're aware of the low efficiency of our power generation facilities, which extract about only 25% to 30% of the energy source, whatever the source, coal, nuclear, oil, biomass. And we're familiar with the reality of a county, Coos County, and a state, which produce power surpluses and presently export, I think if I did the math right, it's close to 20%. It may have been higher. I just want to call to your attention that the existing rights-of-way run from Whitefield over to Easton, down through Route 112 into Lincoln, and then down to Campton, BB River Switch, and then essentially they parallel Route 93 to a great extent. Picture that lifeline, that economic lifeline to the North Country and all the tourists that it brings, festooned with 135-foot transmission towers. You'd think you were driving into Montreal. And if any of you have been there or haven't, there are high-tension towers either side of the roadway, all the way for a long distance. That's not really something that we can afford to do. So really, what are the benefits? Well, we can't really be sure there are any. Mr. Long dodged the question, what's it going to cost? Mr. Long did not directly answer the question, how much is coming to New Hampshire? These are questions that the public would like to know before it's too damn late and our chance to have an impact is gone. Answer the questions. Stop schmoozing us. Let me see. There's one out of the box solution that I would recommend, and it's one that you folks control. You have a Concord to Lincoln rail line. The proposal for the Champlain-Hudson Express is a buried line. It's going to be underwater in Lake Champlain. It will be underwater in the Champlain Canal. It will be in the Canadian Pacific and CSX rail line from the end of that canal to below Albany, and then it will go into the Hudson River. Strangely enough, this is a competing project, which will bring power into New York City and southern Quebec. Now, I would say that this is probably a race. I'd love to see that line go from 1,000, 2,000 megawatts to 4,000 megawatts and leave us the hell alone. But I would suggest that that rail line, if it must be that this project goes through, that rail line be considered the serious conduit. And, gee, who knows, maybe the state could even charge a fee for usage of the every mile, every foot, and help out the deficit. I'm reminded of a Yiddish saying that if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Please, any road but Route 93. Thank you.
Thank you.